Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nuggets. We're doing a study in 1 Peter, right now we're in the fourth chapter, and we're at verse 15 today. If you remember, on Wednesday, I was talking to you about the banner of Jesus Christ, the flag of Jesus Christ, and us waving that banner, waving that flag. Listen to what Peter says now. He says, if you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. In other words, gossip. Looking at gossip. If you suffer, you must not be suffering because you've committed murder, or you've been stealing, or you've been making some trouble, or you're prying into other people's affairs, you're gossiping. If you suffer, you need to be suffering for who Jesus is. You need to be suffering because of what Jesus has done for you. You need to be suffering as Christ suffered. You've heard that expression many times. Pick up your cross and follow me. Well, that road sometimes is a really difficult road. No one said it was going to be easy. I have this wonderful picture. This picture has been with me for a long, long time. I'm going to share it again with you. And that is that we are on a journey, beloved. We're going up Mount Zion. And I want you to imagine that in a distance, you can see a freeway. And that freeway leads to Las Vegas, for instance. It leads to the easy road, the easy life. And it's a 6-lane freeway. And it's very, very easy to travel on there. No problem at all. But right by the side of that freeway is this mountain, this huge mountain, with a tiny little track that meanders its way round and round and round. And on that track, there are many hazards. There are all sorts of things. There are bear traps. There are snake traps. There is very thick bush, if you like. Thickets, that's the word I was looking for. And those thickets need to be smashed down. It's not an easy road at all. And you're going up all the time. You're not going down, but you're going up. And so therefore it's difficult to walk. That is why, beloved, we are suffering for Christ, because we are on a very, very difficult, hazardous road. It's not easy at all. But do you know what makes life easier for you and I? What makes life easier is the fact that Jesus is there with us. That's the first thing. The second thing that makes it easier is if we can get involved in a church that is so alive and so supportive. That is going to make life so much more easier for you. I was talking to Clyde just before we came on air, and I was saying to him, what is it like? It must be really, really difficult, because they are there 6 nights a week they are there serving their community with this revival that is happening. And he told you there's figures of 550 people every single night coming to this. He told me a wonderful story about a guy from a local hotel who had come to the revival just to see what was going on, because he couldn't understand why his hotel was full every single night. And he came and he was touched by the power of God, and his life has been changed. Beloved, this is what it's all about. When we get involved in some revival somewhere, it is wonderful, because the Spirit of God is there constantly and all the time. Now, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I just want to say this to you. Listening to Worship Radio 247 the way that you do each and every day, if that's what you do, then you're involved in a revival, because the Spirit of God is constantly here, making it easy for us to journey along that rough road. If you suffer, you mustn't suffer for murder or stealing or making trouble or prying into other people's affairs. I want to highlight that this morning, today, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening. I want to highlight that. Gossip. Prying into other people's affairs. You know, when we do that, we can be judgmental. We can look at the way other people live and say, that is not the way to live if you're a Christian. Who are you to say that? It's nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with me, how other people live and what they do with their lives. What is up to you and I is the way that we live our lives. And the way we live our lives will reflect on what people see in us. That is the point. If someone is living their life where they're prying into other people's affairs, they're doing this, that, and the other, and they're doing what you would term as not being a Christian attitude, well, it's nothing to do with you. Because they are reflecting the way they are to other people. But beloved, you are reflecting the way you are to those other people as well. We have to live our lives the way that God would have us live our lives. You know what God wants you to do, and you know this, that He does not want you prying. He does not want you gossiping about other people. Hey, guess what? Have you heard this? Such and such and such. Do you know what they did the other day? No. If you're going to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, then suffer for traveling that road, that hard and dusty road. And know this, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The Bible tells us that. Go with me to Matthew, the 28th chapter, real quick. And we're going to go to verse 18. Jesus came and told His disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, says Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Say that with me, beloved. Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You know that. You know that Jesus is going to be with you. So as you are suffering, as you are falling over, because beloved, when you've got a sickle in your hand and you're going through those brambles and thickets and you're trying to make your way up this dusty, horrible track sometimes, just know this, you are suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. And in your suffering, you will hear His still small voice whisper into your heart. And it says this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He says to you, you are not alone, beloved. I will never, ever leave your side. Isn't that a comfort? Isn't that wonderful? Beloved, we know as Christians we suffer. We know that. We know that we suffer terribly sometimes. And we look at those who aren't saved, who have got lots and lots of money and are living the high life, and sometimes we feel jealous. But beloved, when you see your reward, Jesus said this, in my house there are many mansions. And beloved, there is a mansion in heaven just for you. There is your reward, in your perfect place. Rest, wonderful rest, for the rest of eternity. That is your reward, to spend your eternity in the presence of Almighty God, in Jesus' name.